All right, we are bringing our series on exploring the different varieties of pizza in Illinois to a close. Maybe this is just phase one because we have gotten some suggestions of other pizza to explore in Illinois, but we're going to conclude for now with St. Louis-style pizza. And yes, we understand this originated in Missouri, but of course the St. Louis metropolitan area extends well into Illinois. So joining us now is Mehdi Rouhani, owner of Talena's Italian Restaurant in Chesterfield, Missouri. Mehdi, welcome to the 21st show.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
So briefly, what makes a St. Louis style pizza a St. Louis style pizza? What is the essential characteristic of it?
There is, I think, three characteristics. I would start with the crust. The crust is not made with the yeast, and so it's kind of like a cracker, other than just being called thin crust.
And so it's crispier, yeah. More,
yes, and it can hold more ingredients, and that's the crust. Then there is the cheese, which is Provel. And Provel is a mixture of white cheddar, Swiss, and provolone. And originally, we all used just Provel on the pizza. Nowadays, it's mixture even, Provel mixed with three or four other type of cheeses. And then the last thing is the sauce. The sauce tends to be just a little bit on the, it used to be more sweet, but it's, I think it's getting maybe a little less sweet. That's the most characteristics of the pizza.
I like that it's evolving over time. So what about your restaurant? Do you customize your St. Louis style pizza?
Yes, I use not only Provel, and I use mixture of different cheeses too, and it has evolved, and it has a different type of a taste than some other thin crust in St. Louis offered by other companies. What I'm proud of about St. Louis is that we have such a variety of really good Italian restaurants and have portrayed the St. Louis pizza to the world. And we are becoming a pretty good tasting that everybody else like to try this thin our version of pizza now. And I'm proud of all of them.
I was going to say, our producer, Jose, noted there are a lot of pizzerias in the St. Louis area that serve New York-style pizza. And is St. Louis-style the more popular option, or is there just a bigger variety of that?
In my restaurant, for instance, I offer four styles of pizza. The New York, which is the regular hand-tossed pizza, mixed with the mozzarella cheese. And the Chicago style is also with the mozzarella cheese, but it's a deep dish pizza, and also an artisan pizza, which the dough is very close to the New York style, but it has herbs in it, and you can taste that herb, and it comes in an oval shape, and of course the St. Louis. And in my restaurant, the St. Louis and New York kind of go neck to neck. And then the next one is popular is Chicago style. And then it would be the artisan pizza.
Yeah, sure, Chicago style. So do you think St. Louis style pizza deserves more recognition outside the St. Louis area? I think people around the world know Chicago style deep dish, certainly, and tavern style is popular in a lot of places. Does St. Louis style pizza deserve more recognition?
Oh, definitely. And I see people from other states, other countries who come to my restaurant. And so, of course, they go to other restaurants too. And by introducing that, they all love it. The pizza now is the number two food consumed in the world. And that was the statistics, I think, from a few years ago. And I'm imagining that because of the COVID, pizza went much higher and might be the number one food consumed in the world now.
I was going to say number two in the world, but number one in our hearts. And unfortunately, we have to leave our conversation there. So I want to thank Mehdi Rouhani, who is the owner of Talena's Italian Restaurant in Chesterfield, Missouri. Thank you for taking our pizza series home with our conversation on St. Louis style. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for inviting me. Thanks.
And that is all the time we have for our show today. I want to say we're going to be on tape. It's a new episode tomorrow. We're talking with the author of a book who about how Illinois became a state. So it's election day. Again, the polls are going to be open from 6 in the morning until 7 at night. But we are not going to be talking politics in keeping with broadcast tradition until the polls close. But we will have that new conversation tomorrow. We'll be back live on Wednesday recapping the election results. We've got a great panel lined up for that. So hope you'll join us on Wednesday for that show as well. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thank you for listening, and we will talk with you again tomorrow.